Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Not to a tackle of Leoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tonga Valoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
food. Our Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Where's Jennifer? She's hobnobbing. This lady, man, when she comes in here.
Well, hold on.
She comes in here.
You know, I think she's thinking of it like this. When I'm at home, I don't go in there until 12:30, so.
I guess so. Maybe. Maybe. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose more than 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sport, Sorrento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Miami Dolphins wrapped up practice. First one with pads on today.
Good. Love it. So here's how it normally goes. In the morning, you do like 9:07, full 11 drills. You do basically consider first and second down, right? Full pads. In the evening, you do more passing because you don't probably don't have pads on because you don't do two padded practices.
They don't have to practice. Would you stop going back to the old days, man?
Did they go home?
Jesus Christ, bro.
Meetings or probably weightlifting or something like that.
After one practice, that's it?
That's it, dude. I mean, I'm sure they could
do it. You know what? You know what, Tobin? I'm sorry. You know why I've been getting on Leroy all the last week about the training camp? And I understand Leroy still has PTSD.
No, because you've always said that
they've had two practices.
No, think about this.
Young Belichick.
When I was in Minnesota, we didn't have two practices.
Yeah, but you had Belichick.
But I didn't. I don't know what the rules are. That's all.
They don't practice. That's why he said that.
But
they changed the practices
why
in the morning.
So early.
Mike McDaniel said.
I know with the heat and whatever. But what do they do for the rest? So they
don't.
So they probably stay at home, right? They don't even like.
Do they have a camp? I think they still have. I don't know. I think they still have camps. I know. I think Steelers still have a camp because I think Aaron Rodgers.
Some places do.
I think they're still doing that.
Some people do.
I know. At El
Palacio. I know the Jets. The Jets were at Hofstra
Stadium Hotel.
Do they still do that?
The Jets. I don't know what the Jets.
A lot of these teams don't stay in like.
Yeah, but the Jets and Giants have to do it because they play at the same place.
The Giants used to do it in Albany.
Yeah, but they have a training complex in Jersey so that they can just go there, practice, and then go.
So they
back
probably
home.
Do that now. Yeah, because
it's not camp technically. It's just.
I think there are places that do camp.
Yeah, because the Saints go to Wisconsin.
I think there are places that do.
Don't the Saints still go to Wisconsin? So does Chicago?
I don't know. I don't care about those teams.
I haven't kept track.
So Dallas doesn't do it in Dallas?
They go to California, but that's something that they've always done.
That's what I'm saying. So there's three teams that go to Wisconsin.
You got
to
feel like there's probably some people who are rooming, like at least rookies, I would think. But yeah. I think I heard Zach Seeler say last week that he's not seeing his wife and kids for 3 weeks.
Yeah, so that would
make
they might
me,
do
that,
it.
That would make me feel like they're staying at a hotel
right
together.
Remember, they used to stay right here in Davie.
Yeah, no.
But now it's probably.
It's probably it, that's what I'm saying, stadium hotel.
Ooh.
Really?
Now listen, I've never been there.
No way, bro.
I've never been. I've never been there, but every time somebody mentions it, it comes with it's a
little. You might as well go to the executive hotel.
How has Stephen Ross just not bought that place?
Yeah, and I know about the executive hotel.
Yeah, I would figure that. That's just like, why wouldn't he just buy the stadium hotel? I don't know. Like, I mean, there's probably like, who knows what's going on.
Did you say El Palacio?
Remember when it was El Palacio?
Oh, my God. I just hit me. It just clicked in my head.
How
has
Stephen Ross not bought El Palacio and just made it like his own Dolphins fan headquarters, like Dolphins Disneyland?
I think you would have to, like, bring hazard masks.
Isn't that his deal? I think I passed his grass farm this weekend.
That's one way of doing it.
I passed
you know who else did that? Greg Norman grows his own grass.
I passed a grass farm this weekend.
Different kind of grass. Listen, I already locked and loaded my response because I knew what Vlad was coming out with.
Well, we have a bad injury update.
Oh, no.
Ashton Davis, former Jet.
Oh, yeah.
Went down in practice with an apparent lower leg injury.
Eesh.
He was visibly frustrated, punching the ground in frustration. Apparently, Anthony Weaver was consoling him. He then went into the facility, came back out with crutches and a boot.
Ooh.
That's not good.
That's not good.
Nope.
So, we've lost Kader Kohou, at least for a couple weeks, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Fatu Melifonwu, another safety they brought in. He hasn't practiced yet. And we know Artie Burns, torn ACL. Ashton Davis, who was, you know, lined up as the starting strong safety with Minka, now he goes down too. Awesome. It has to be that position too, right? Like, I guess I know that we get on Chris Greer because he likes to shop for injured players. But I feel like with the Dolphins' pool of guys that can go get, like, those are the only guys who are probably not having jobs right now. Like, they're going to have some kind of...
There's two positions you really don't want to suffer injuries because of the lack of depth, and I think it would be secondary and O-line.
Right.
So the fact that at least your O-line is at least as healthy as it right now as it could be, but the secondary...
Yeah, except for...
The center.
Except for the center. Right. Center's out right now.
Right. But if he gets back, he's your best lineman. So at least you know that all you would want is continuity and chemistry with them. But
this can't be true.
Secondary?
Schmeithen says he went to the stadium hotel site and all rooms are booked through 2026. This place is shady. You think they got some happenings out of that building?
You know what? People might have locked it down. Wait, through 26? The World Cup is not even in 26. The World Cup is in 26. You can't lock it down that quick. Nasty work.
Well, maybe he means up to 26, so up through the season of the football. Because I imagine...
Oh, you know what? People might have done that.
I mean, Dolphin fans probably are staying at the stadium hotel.
Or if you're visiting on the road, you're probably going to stadium hotel so that you don't have to take that long of a drive or a distance to the stadium.
But you still, you're not... walking from stadium hotel, right? They probably have a
and
shuttle
Canes,
to the game, right?
Yeah, they have shuttles. And the Canes,
wait,
the Canes.
If they were staying there, they'd drive. Carpool. You don't need a shuttle. Well,
probably shuttle. I imagine they got to have a shuttle.
The hotel nobody might have a shuttle.
If it's the stadium hotel, one would think that it has to have a shuttle.
That would be, yeah.
Well, Hard Rock did that for the...
Super Bowl?
No, what was the thing that happened? The Club World Cup.
What do they do?
They had...
buses going back and forth from
the Hard Rock.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, the F1 race. I'm sorry. It was the F1 race.
Back and forth from the Qatar?
Yes, forth from the Qatar from the F1 race. So if you stayed at the Qatar, you can get on a shuttle bus and they would take you to the Hard Rock for the F1 race.
Well,
I'm looking at photos. It doesn't look as bad as I thought it was.
You know, they always do the fooling on the old hotel site.
Yeah, that's them. Hey, let me tell you something. They can make a 2-star look like a 3 or 4-star, and then you get there and that's a 0.5-star.
Oh,
not a stars.
Practice notes from
not a stars.
Practice notes from Barry Jackson.
Ooh,
Julian Hill, 10-yard catch.
Was it for a touchdown?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Let's baby steps.
Let's start. He caught it. Let's start.
That, you know what?
Slap it up.
Yeah.
Let's give it up for Julian Hill, huh?
So So that means he got your $5 every week.
My guy.
He caught a pass.
Says Barry says safety Ashton Davis walked off the field with a severe limp, barely able to put pressure on one on his left leg. Several teammates, including Tua, came over to comfort him. Team brought out the cart, but severely hobbled Davis walked off on his own. Appeared to be a non-contact injury.
I hate those.
Yeesh. Minkah Fitzpatrick, Melifonwu, and Davis are considered the Dolphins' top three safeties, with Elijah Campbell in the mix for playing time. Patrick McMorris and Dante Trader competing. Both McMorris was his second year, and Trader just got drafted this year. But Trader hasn't practiced either. He's dealing with an injury. I think Mike McDaniel said they were kind of holding him back for joint practices, which is nice. Yeah. Yeesh. Not great. Not great. Says Liam Eichenberg was wearing a compression sleeve on his left leg. Opened up training camp on the physically unable to perform list, but non-committal about whether he's ready to start the season. Daniel Brunskill has stepped in as the Dolphins' top backup guard and center.
Who?
He played for the 49ers. He's been around. Intangibles.
Oh, so that's one of...
That's a McDaniel guy.
Yeah. All right.
Storm Duck was back. Brewer continues to work on the side with quarterbacks on snapping while he deals with an injury.
Yeah.
All right. That's your updates. We'll take a break. More details yesterday on this Christian Wilkins story. What the hell is going to happen there? Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Hey, you guys want to go see the Zac Brown Band in Las Vegas at the Sphere? All you got to do, we got a chance for you to win some tickets and a trip, all on Odyssey. All you got to do to enter, log on to the Odyssey app, and you listen to WQM for 1 hour. For more chances, you listen every day, and you could win when it receives a round-trip airfare to Las Vegas, two tickets to see Zac Brown, and a two-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, which is directly connected to the Sphere. Don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app now. It's a national contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zach. That's odyssey.com/ZAC. That's how Zac Brown.
Song. We what like
do,
the...
What do they do?
The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Oh.
The
special thanks.
That Sphere is really cool.
Special thanks, by the way, to the Messina Touring Group. Yeah, I know. It's
like there's certain things that when you use the skyline, when you fly into Vegas, that you always like see. One is the New York, New York. I wouldn't suggest staying there, but it's cool to see when you drive up. And the other thing is the Sphere. It just stands out.
Yep.
My friend went this weekend to see Backstreet Boys, and she said that she's never going to go to a concert that isn't at the Sphere.
I know. They said it's amazing. Everybody says it's amazing. I think they, like, I remember when I was younger in college, U2 was awesome. And then they started,
they hacked our phones, which is...
That was just
number one.
Right. Yeah, that was it. But even before that...
I can never get that album out of my phone.
It's annoying.
And then remember when I think they did a New Year's Eve thing, and Bono wasn't even the lead singer. They had somebody else.
How much did you two get to hack our phones? Like, how much did they get? That's what I mean. How much did Apple pay you two to hack our phones?
You two, I'd like, say what do you think? $5-10 million.
That's it.
Yeah.
Get out of here, bro. That's more than that.
I feel like they got like $100 million.
Let's do the research.
$100 million for an out from a,
it's Apple. Apple's just throwing around. Although it was a while ago, so maybe it wasn't that crazy.
No, I'd say $5-10 million.
So annoying.
To have exclusives?
No album. It's just all iPhones.
In 2014, Apple paid U2 an undisclosed amount, estimated to be around $100 million, yeah, for the rights, jeez, to distribute their album.
Yep. Wow.
Songs of Innocence to all iTunes users for free.
This is incredible. I didn't want it!
I didn't want it either.
It's like, you know what?
Did
we, like, that reminds me of something.
U2 did not care.
Hold on. You know when late night TV and you're watching the infomercials,
sure,
on our favorite channels or whatever?
Yep.
And they say, but wait. Order now, and we'll send you an additional one. Just pay separate shipping and handling.
Yeah, that's what they get you.
And you know what I say? I say, I don't want the other one. Like, don't force. You're basically making me buy two.
No, I mean, that's the backlash. They felt it was forced distribution, viewing it as intrusive and akin to spam. YouTube's perspective... YouTube benefited from the increased exposure after the initial sales boost, but also faced criticism for method of release. Apple's perspective? Apple aimed to boost its image and compete with the rise of streaming services by offering a high-profile album for free.
Win-win.
Win-win.
But this,
even though we were all pissed when we had our
album. Right. Well, this was in the age where like you still had to buy the album, right? So it was like you could buy songs for
$1.
Yeah,
but at that point, U2 wasn't U2.
No matter, they gotta listen, bro.
No, I know. I'm not
the old love you too.
The old love old bands. The Rolling Stones could perform till they're 100. The old will follow them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, just Dr. DeBoggin says calling yourself the Edge -1. It's a stupid name. I don't know.
Wait a minute, Adam Copeland called himself the Edge.
No, he just calls himself Edge.
Oh, now he just calls himself Coke.
So is that when you call somebody that you got to talk about yourself in the third person?
I don't know, man. Eds
don't like that.
I think I'm with you. We're all furious with the songs that we probably still bought from Apple. They're all there. It's like, you know, you just can get this all on your streaming platform now, whichever one you use.
I just like the fact. I just hate the fact that it's like out of nowhere. You ever just move around your phone and then you're like, why is this album playing?
I don't like it.
Why? You can't get rid of it.
Yeah, it's really absurd. Speaking of absurd, this Christian Wilkins story. I mean, I really don't know what to believe anymore, Leroy. I got to be honest with you.
Well, everybody's trying to make but here's the crazy thing about the whole story is that what they're talking about as to why they had to make a move has nothing to do with his injury.
Right.
Which is, if you're going to put, we had to get rid of him because he didn't rehab right. I don't want to hear a story about something else.
Because people, I think it's what happened is people were like, come on, bro. That can't be the story.
Right.
That can't be the story. Like, right.
But the partying and the ankle?
No.
Or the kissing the forehead of another teammate.
I think what I mean, Vlad, is like when he first, they basically said this was just a disagreement over rehab.
Right, right, right.
Like, that can't be the reason you're dumping a guy after a year. Now, I understand this particular regime didn't sign him. So,
yeah.
Like, it was a different GM, different coach. Pete Carroll's now in charge. But still, I mean, like, this is one of those things where, like, this isn't the second year you're going into it. He suffered the injury last year. There's a little bit of a disagreement on where they're at, but I don't even know now what to believe, because was it the injury or is it that he kissed a teammate on the head and that teammate went to HR? That was the thing that was...
HR? Hold on.
No, wait. Hold on.
Vlad. He's right, though.
I'm not lying.
He is right.
I'm not lying.
I know. Vlad.
No, he is right, though.
I know. Okay, but Vlad.
I know, but he's right. How is he supposed to handle it? Because you know what? He could have handled it another way, and it might have been even bad for him. You're going to be going to London. Chris, so he could, you know, like, it could have been handled a different way. The fact that he went to HR, I mean, I know it's kind of weak, but he actually handled it the way he should have handled it.
Protocol. Christian Wilkins is ESPN, who was released by the Raiders, kissed a fellow player on the head, and the teammate took offense to it, a source told ESPN's Adam Schefter. The incident was not the sole reason Wilkins was cut, sources said. Wilkins had been recovering from a Jones fracture, which he suffered in his left foot last October. Because Wilkins treated the rehab from his injury, the Raiders voided the remainder of the $35.2 million guaranteed on his contract. He was released with a designation of terminated vested veteran, sources told Schefter. Wilkins asked the NFL Players Association to file a grievance on his behalf. The union did so on Thursday. Last week's incident happened inside a team meeting room, one source told ESPN, that the interaction was playful, but the teammate didn't see it that way. It's not known what fellow player did follow.
Went too far.
It's not known what the fellow player did following the incident. The complaint was filed to the Raiders Human Resources Department, which investigated the incident, sources told Adam Schefter. The Raiders, through a team spokesperson, declined to comment.
So, if you are explaining that whole situation with playful, right, then it's coming from a different place. However, from what I've heard about this injury, the team wanted him to have an additional surgery, and he said he didn't need it.
Well, he got a second opinion.
Yeah,
and I think
let me explain something to you. In a lot of cases, the team doctor pays what is a licensing fee to be the team doc. And as players learn this, it doesn't mean that the team doctor isn't a good doctor. But it doesn't necessarily mean he's the best doctor. So you always hear, when I was playing, guys going to Stedman or Andrews to have surgeries done by the best.
The great James Andrews, Dr. James
right.
Andrews.
Right. And so he got a second opinion, which... you can do. Like, you're allowed to get a second opinion. You do not have... I found out doubt the hard way. And they determined he didn't need surgery or whatever. So that dispute, right, that situation right there is not grounds to take his money. Right? The HR situation, I don't know, you know, if in the story they say he playfully did it, you know, that, like, then that means everybody was laughing at the guy, right? Let me see, I can tell this. Yeah, I can tell this. We played with a guy who's gay. We all thought he was gay. Mm-hmm. Right? His name is Asera Tuala.
Did he out himself already?
Huh?
Yeah. Did he out himself?
Long time ago.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure you're not outing him.
He was Polynesian or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Excellent singer. He probably come out with like two or three albums. So like, and we would always, he was really good friends with Johnny. We all hung out though, right? We all thought that he was, but nobody said something because dude was getting sex.
Mm-hmm.
He came out afterwards and we got, oh, okay, we thought so, right? Like at no point in time, see, in situations like that, you have to be comfortable with who you are. It has nothing to do with the other person, right? And I think a lot of times when guys get in a situation that even would insinuate anything like that, they feel like they have to be extra manly, right? When in actuality, you really don't.
Yeah, I think one of these things, the thing that I don't like with the Christian Wilkins thing that, like, we all see, I think it's a couple things. I think that I don't know how nationally known Christian Wilkins was.
But he's a pest.
Before a story like this. But, like, now, like, everybody's getting the montages of, like, the grab and the junk. Like, these are all things that we knew, but he was always known as a dirty player. Like, that was
right.
That's something that was common with him, that he annoyed Josh Allen, that he'd do some things dirty at the bottom of the pile, things like that. And now people are just kind of going to this and these conclusions of, oh, well, Christian Wilkins is this, Christian Wilkins. We have no idea.
Right.
And we have no idea that.
And even with all these stories, I never even considered it because of, one, the situation that I lived in, mm-hmm, in Minnesota, and two, he's a nuisance. He's always been that guy. Every single team that he played against said, that guy's relentless. He doesn't stop. He's annoying.
Yeah, but right. Yeah. I get that, but just don't be grabbing my junk and start kissing me.
Yeah, but
do
we think that he's doing that to like, we think that he's doing that to teammates all the time? Like, that's what,
right,
I'm saying. If you have a situation, here's what I'm just asking. I'm saying this. What's more likely? For 5 years, Christian Wilkins was here.
You just said it.
For five reasons, Christian Wilkins has been here. He's been nothing but an upstanding teammate. Everybody said he's the best guy, comes to work, does everything the right way. Yes, is he a pain in the ass to play? He is.
Yes.
We know he's a, if you want to say, hey, what are his quirks? That he loves Hamilton. Like, okay, some people like musicals. Some people do.
So the stuff. Yes.
Wait, can I just say this? Vlad is just adding it to the list.
I'm just saying.
Check.
But, okay, however.
So does Seth MacFarlane.
Okay,
and, you know?
But, however, with this, what, like,
pros and cons.
No, but all of a sudden, Christian Wilkins is being made to be like he's some, like almost like a predator,
right,
in his own locker room.
Okay.
Which is on the backing of a team trying to get off of $30 million guaranteed. Which seems like really nasty work by them, Vlad.
It is
nasty
work.
To paint him in this kind of a picture.
It's nasty work. But here's the only reason why I'm shooting a little bail. It's not on the Raiders. It's on what happened in the locker room. You're right, Christian Wilkins, 5 years, so the Dolphins staff knows him. This was his first year in this Raiders organization. If you're doing things that might have been okay in Miami, but it's not okay in Vegas, and they've told you, hey, relax, like, I don't play these type of games, and you continue it, that's an issue.
Yeah, but is it really that? Or is that what's being painted now because everybody thinks,
right,
it's ridiculous?
Vlad,
that's where my,
this is real life right here.
Vlad, that's where my suspicion lies with this. Because I think the thing is, in social media, we take all this circumstantial stuff,
right,
that we could add up and make a conclusion about a guy who's been nothing but an upstanding player and citizen for the NFL. He has an injury that he doesn't quite agree on. And we've seen a lot of times that teams can get pretty gnarly with this stuff. And now we're seeing an unprecedented thing. They're trying to get off of 30-plus million guaranteed. That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. And it's also an organization that's looked down upon as a circus. What can we do to get people backing us? Hey, this guy was not somebody we could work around with because, you know, he's got some behaviors. It just doesn't sit well with me, Vlad.
It does sound here. So we're taking the two sides. and trying to use what we know of them to come to a conclusion of how this all went. We know Christian Wilkins. We also know the Raiders, right? Now, the one thing that I would say is we don't know the other guy. But I know this. I know some people that will push the envelope to make you feel uncomfortable because you're not secure with who you are. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, Richie Incognito.
Right. And so from that standpoint, like, you have to be more comfortable with who you are and know that that ain't my thing, dude, or whatever, right? But we get so caught up in trying to be, and Vlad, this our people, even more so, where you can't just say, hey, man, enough with that foolishness. You got to let everybody know you ain't down with that.
The only way you do that, if this happens continuously and you're like, hey, man, stop playing around, stop playing right. around. And then after the person continuously does that, they continually do that, then you're going to have to make a point. Like, you might have to make a scene.
Might have to throw hands.
You might have to throw hands.
Yeah.
You don't want to throw hands. You don't want to throw hands because then all of a sudden, that's a split in the locker room.
Or you might get your ass.
Or you might get your ass kicked, right? No, I mean, that's the other reason. Now, we don't know who the person's kissing the forehead, but guess what? If it was Max Crosby and Max Crosby said, enough, guess what?
He gone. Right.
I don't think Max Crosby knows where HR is located. Look at him. He looks like a Sons of Anarchy.
Well, that's the thing. You might.
I just think that.
You think Max Crosby's ever watched an HR module?
No, he's probably watching season 3 of Gemma on Sons of Anarchy.
Like, Max Crosby strikes me as somebody, if he didn't like something Christian Wilkins was doing, he will throw hands on it. Now, if it was a rookie that didn't like what he was doing, but that's the thing is,
we don't know who the player is.
I'm not saying anybody's wrong with their conclusions or whatever you're feeling. That's fine. But there's just something about me that's like,
nobody's
skeptical about this. Nobody looks back at this and is just like, wait a minute, wait. But you guys are looking for a way to get off $30 million guaranteed. You know he's filing a grievance, and you better have a damn good reason.
Let me ask you this.
Vlad, think about it this way. If all you have is the past history of the two parties, right?
I'm going with Wilkins.
Right.
Right, but guess what, though? I don't know what happened.
No, we don't know. We're guessing.
It might be the reason why
we're guessing.
The Dolphins didn't re-sign him because they think he plays around too much. Maybe his playing around might have worked in South Florida. You go to a different locker room. Leroy, you know this.
Yeah.
You go to a different locker room. You've got to adjust to how that locker room is. Whether it's a bad Raiders organization, you still have to adjust to this new locker room that you're going in, this new organization.
I would also say that could very well be true. But if it is, let me say something to people, right? 100 tackles is 100 tackles. And we live in a world now where we tolerate some people that do some pretty crappy stuff in this world because of the success they have.
Leroy, let me ask you a question.
And so I'm saying, grow up, Peter Pan.
Leroy,
the production is what matters the most.
Would you let another man kiss you on the top of your head? You let another teammate kiss you on the top of your forehead? You're thinking about it, so that means no.
No,
so stop
no,
that.
No.
He did have to take a piggyback ride one time.
Yeah,
that's
like. But I would say this.
Would you allow another
It's not a matter of allow. We ain't like embracing or anything like that. But if somebody did something and patted me and did that, I would be like, what's up? I'm not going. You know why? Because I'm comfortable with who the hell I am,
look,
Vlad.
But they're also. Look, Leroy? Hold on. There could also.
Wait! You know what? I hate when you try to tell me how I would react. I'm telling you. I'm giving you an honest damn answer. That, you know what? I'm comfortable with who I am.
But I also think that.
For you to tell me how I would react in a certain situation is crazy. Stop doing it.
Okay.
I'm more insulted by that than the scenario that you pick up. You telling me how I will react. The thing is no matter what the situation is, I'm comfortable with who I am. Right? Now, it could very well get to a point where you got to say a little something more or do a little something more, but it would have nothing to do with me trying to defend my masculinity. It would have to do with, yo, you ain't going to come over here.
But that's the reason. That's what I'm saying. So you're answering my question. It's not about you making this about masculinity or all of that. It's about respect. So the fact and space. So the fact of the matter is, you're not going to like somebody just willy-nilly out of the blue, just kiss you on the top of your head. You're going to ask that person, what's wrong? And if he continually does that, and you continually tell him, hey, enough of that, then what?
Yeah, well, listen, Vlad, again, we're still in a position where, look, we could find something heinous that could have come out. Because, like, the kissing on the meeting, like, whether it's a line or not a line, I don't think that that's a cuttable offense. You know, I mean, like, dude, this football players, like, you know, my boy Brett Romberg one time put his deal in a hot dog bun to show to Larry Coker.
But that's what I'm saying.
Like, this is a crazy environment sometimes,
It's like
we're sitting here.
That's the hardest thing to explain. The hardest thing to explain is you have a bunch of 300-plus pound guys who take liberties of doing stuff to people because it's funny. Not because it means anything.
Right.
And if you were to tell these stories to other people, they would
how everybody took Bullygate, right? Like, a lot of football players are like, you know, this is, like, yeah, if you just put it in a corporate PR world and there's a module to it, they're like, whoa, like, you know, it would be heavens to Betsy, you know? They would take it a certain way. And so I'll leave the wiggle room for, hey, maybe Christian Wilkins did something really wrong. I'm not saying you should, you know, kiss anybody in the head playful if they don't want to be. I'm just saying I'm still stepping back on this and being like, this kind of feels like they're trying to paint him in a certain way to get off the money.
To get off the money.
I'm just that's just where I'm at with this thing right now.
I'll give you a perfect example. And not anything along these lines. But when we saw John Randall in the casino the one time in Vegas, how did he run up to me? Like a child, right? I'm telling you, they're got John Randall has the energy of a two-year-old. And he practiced that way, he played that way, to the point where I told you, we went at it every day because he played too damn much, right? And I said, you know what? It was never a him problem. It was a me problem. Because he brought that energy in everything that he did. And I had a problem with it. You see what I'm saying? So, like, it's the stuff that goes on with the playfulness of these giant individuals. It's weird and sometimes quite disturbing that a guy that big plays like a child.
We'll take a break here on the show. Appropriately, the damage is done, my friend. Who's next?
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Stars and Strings, back at it. If you guys want to go see it, our sister station, Kiss Country, it's an awesome show. Every single year they do this, they bring some of the biggest country stars down here. They all perform on stage together. This year, Dierks Bentley, Dasha, Nate Smith, Zach Top, real guy, Leroy, Hudson Westbrook, and a whole lot more is going to be at Hard Rock Live at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood on November 6th. If you guys want to win your way in, text the word HARD to 20357. That's HARD, H-A-R-D, to 20357. Tickets are on sale now at starsandstrings.com. Stars and Strings supports Folds of Honor. For more information, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply.
HARD.
What is it? Did I say it like a pirate?
Dude.
Oh, man. You guys familiar with Tyrese Halliburton?
Yeah, he's the guy that tore his Achilles heel.
Tore his Achilles heel. Well, Tyrese Halliburton, he just had one of the great moments of his life.
He got married?
Got engaged.
Got engaged.
Got engaged. Okay. He got engaged.
Wow, because he's
let
been
me guess.
Known.
Intangible?
Well, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me see. You got a picture?
Oh, yeah.
She's a pretty girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He left those French girls alone, huh?
She's not short.
So.
Because he's what, 6'6", 6'7"?
He's like 6'5".
6'5".
He's like 6'5". But unfortunately, love doesn't have a timeline for the injuries. Because Tyrese Halliburton, still working his way back from that Achilles. He's not on. Remember, he got hurt even later than I know people made a thing with Jason Tatum being out of the boot. But the finals was a couple months later. Right. So Halliburton.
Still in the boot?
Had this beautiful moment of getting engaged to his now fiance.
He couldn't get on one knee?
Well, he could. But as you can see in the background here for all of our listeners, he had to propose to her. But he's not quite rehabbed all the way yet. And so. Also, in the picture of him getting married, you can notice the scooter. Tyrese Halliburton.
You know what? I didn't even look at that. The fact that you did is hilarious.
It was the first thing I noticed. I noticed the giant boot, and I noticed the scooter.
I ain't going to hate on him for that.
Hey, I'm not hating on it either.
Yeah, like-
hey, it's sickness and in health. It's starting now.
Yeah.
It's sickness and in health. But the damage is done, my friend. That's because you're going to look back on those engagement photos. You're like, oh, that damn scooter was there.
Damage is done.
I mean, whoever was with him, you know, could have maybe.
It's probably a professional.
Looked at the details and, you know, removed it. But you know what? It's fine. I don't think it ruined the moment.
Jukebox says, shame on you, Tobin. Shame on me.
Yeah.
No, why?
Like.
She's probably been waiting. Nah, she's not going to be upset. With it. She's been waiting for this moment. By the way, because that man was having fun in Paris last season.
Oh, yeah.
In the last summer.
He's sowing some oats.
He was getting that last hurrah out.
I don't know. There was a bus full. He looked like party, but he looked like he was running a party bus in Paris. But, you know, congratulations to him.
Congratulations to Tyrese Halliburton and his fiance Squeeze. Leroy?
My damage is done goes to the Miami Dolphins.
Mm. Damage is done.
Because I don't know what it is about the fields y'all practice on or the people y'all bring in. We ain't made it through a week of camp, and it's always one position. Like, they don't spread the injuries out. Why all the DBs got to get hurt?
Man.
Right? It's always one position. Well, last year was all offensive linemen. Every offensive lineman got hurt. Now it's DBs. And it got to be a position where you don't have solid ground to stand on. You don't have depth or whatever. You're trying to figure it out. All your guys getting hurt. Damage is done. I guess this is going to be a DB season. And you know what? I am happy, though.
Hmm?
They can't sign Eli Apple.
He's already signed.
Exactly, Vlad!
Oh, wow. Is this a real story, JFig?
What?
Is that astronomer CEO? Is he actually suing Coldplay? Is that a real story?
I don't know, actually.
Oh, my God.
But did you see that part where they had his ex-wife, Gwyneth Paltrow?
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that they did that. The company then hired her.
That was petty.
Yeah, I said that last week.
The what now?
The company that the CEO had the affair with the HR lady.
Yeah. I have to make sure this is real because
they decided to have Gwyneth Paltrow, which is Chris Martin's ex-wife. He's the lead singer of Coldplay. She's doing like the commercials, and she's the voice in their commercials now.
Oh,
that's
well,
it, Betty.
She's a temporary spokesperson.
Yeah, that's it. Well, temporary. Thank you,
JVig. She's a sports like person right now. She's a spokesman.
Wow.
A spokeswoman.
They were just being super petty with that.
No, that's beautiful.
That's beautiful. But wait a minute. Can I just say this? Coldplay didn't know that man was cheating on his wife.
But you know what? Stop with the damn kiss cam, bro. Like, enough of that.
But that's a part of their show. Like,
I don't give a rat's ass.
I love
our. You got to get the okay from me.
They do it at the stadium.
I love kiss cam.
Once you buy
the ticket, it says on the back.
Nah, you messing up. Listen. Concerts are a great point. No, concerts are.
Stop bringing your side piece to a public place.
Or that's a great piece of being the side piece.
Or don't act like you're doing anything wrong. That's all.
Yeah. Nah. It was too. They were just too up and close.
They handled it bad.
But he was all on. Like he was all behind it. There was no way you're not gonna think something's going
Why
on between his.
Why would you think that he's so vindictive enough to do that?
What do you mean vindictive?
Oh my God, Vlad.
What do you mean? It's just nasty. Stop showing cameras.
Vlad is rage against the machine,
I
right?
Really
stop
don't.
Showing cameras.
I really don't
stop
understand.
Showing pics.
No.
So you just want no people.
No, you listen. Show kids.
But it's Coldplay. Coldplay's romantic, isn't it?
Look at
yes.
this.
You
make love. Wait, you make love to Coldplay songs?
I don't make love to music.
Okay, there you go.
Tangible.
Yeah, I ain't got time to set up the DJ equipment, Vlad.
What is wrong with you?
Turn the speaker.
Come on now, Leroy. You know back in the day, you had a cassette ready. All the R&B classics. Mm.
Boom.
Al Green.
I don't see nothing wrong.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't do that. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go.
No. Hey, listen. I'm very good at this, Vlad. I separate the art from the artist.
Absolutely. That's why I'm still, you know, that's why I'm not upset with the Hulk Hogan.
I'm not the art from the artist. Like, people get caught up in, like, oh, if I don't like you, your music sucks. No.
Well,
R. Kelly did some terrible stuff, and he is incarcerated at the moment. But I got to tell you, you can't tell me you ain't do a little something to.
Absolutely.
Okay.
12 flip.
That's it. I'm just being honest.
Okay, well, are we done with this topic?
Yeah. I'm trying to find out if he really sued or not, because it's just on Twitter. And
well,
I
you guys
want to
laugh
real
quick for my damage?
Yes.
Sure.
You guys are familiar with the Savannah Bananas?
Oh, I do like.
I hate them.
Why?
Okay, Vlad, you're just upset.
Dude,
with
do you
the
really
world.
Want to see a baseball? Us. Wait, time out. Hold the hell up.
Yeah.
Hold the hell up.
Relax. Yep.
Relax, you. You want to go to a baseball game with your child to see guys doing Magic Mike dances?
Just
is that what they
you're
do?
Not into something.
They
does
do
it
a whole
mean
bunch of stuff.
They do Magic Mike dances.
It's like Harlem Globetrotters for baseball.
Right, but I don't need to see the infielder doing, you know, gyrating and. No, I don't need to see that. I don't need to see that shortstop.
You think you got to go with the kids? You'd be like. His hips hide the eyes.
Bro,
like
if you really look.
They'll be corrupted.
Dude, it's nothing but a bunch of just like 35-year-old single ladies just going to the baseball game.
Hold on, let me get this straight.
Continue?
You're claiming.
Vlad,
I just want to be clear.
Leader today.
Vlad.
I'm going to take a lap right now.
You're claiming.
Well, touch grass,
that the Savannah Bananas have built their business and empire on MILFs going to watch them dance in tight pants?
Literally, that's it.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask. I'm gonna do some digging and see because I would imagine it is mostly families and kids.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, what do they do?
Close your eyes, Vlad. this video right here went really viral.
Oh, I saw this. It's a Savannah banana on CNN, and oof.
He took a nasty fall trying to do a flip. Yeah.
Good for him. Yeah. Good for him.
Wait, why? We celebrate people busting their head open.
That's the best video I've seen all week.
Okay, we're done here. Vlad, you're next.
What do you got, Vlad?
Damn it, it's just done. So all of you.
Why?
Well, not you, Tobin, but everyone else. I definitely hate the Savannah Bananas. If you listen to the Sports Day show with myself and Dan Day,
literally
you would
the
know.
The first person I've ever heard that.
We hate them. It's like, dude, what are they doing? I don't want to see this fat-ass umpire doing twerking. You want to see a fat-ass umpire twerking?
Oh, dude, are you kidding me? That's one of the baseball staples. The Marlins used to have the manatees. It was a great bit. It's just like the golden oldies.
What? I don't want to see no Eric Gregg-looking umpire twerking.
Vlad, one of the most popular – I'm a big game ops guy. One of the most popular bits that the Miami Heat do is Golden Oldies, which the whole thing is they do Charleston, Charleston.
Guess what?
And then it goes
guess what?
To the windows, to the walls.
Guess
all
what?
The old people drop it like it's hot.
I don't
want
to see the Golden Oldies. I'm sick of them, too.
You're, oh, wow. Okay.
Wait.
I'm sick of them. You go too far, my friend. You go too far. You go too far, my friend. You go too far.
They're a hip. They're one move from a hip replacement surgery.
They are great shape.
This guy
they are not in
great
practices.
Shape. They are one move away.
I'm not allowed to smirch the Golden Oldies.
They're one move away from on the court, right on the Heat emblem. Medical alert. Medical alert.
One
medical
guy,
alert.
I see him do burpees every time in the bowels of the AAA.
Oh, my God.
When did Vlad become 80 years old?
No, I'm not.
You're a game ops curmudgeon.
I am not a game ops curmudgeon. I am not.
So what do you like at the games for in-game ops?
I like when they shoot.
You want no kiss cam?
I like when they shoot the t-shirts.
All right, so you like t-shirts?
I like that. I like when Bernie comes around and does the things with the kids.
What about the wave?
What about who's the horny mascot?
I don't know about the wave.
Who's the horny mascot?
There's several of them.
Oh,
which
Victor
one?
E. Rat.
Victor E. Rat. Listen, I Victor like going to the Marlins game where they do the race the race with all the.
So you're pro mascot.
I'm pro mascot.
But you're against people dancing.
I'm against old people dancing at 80. I don't want to see them.
I love
I don't want
to
see old people twerking. Like, that's just not
it's
good.
It's adorable.
No, that's a medical. When they twerk, I'm thinking it's a medical alert.
No, they, all right? they have it with great care. And they warm up.
Okay, we're done here. What? This is up there with the Judge Judy stuff, by the way.
Wait, the fact that he tried to justify by saying they stretch it.
They warm up. Thank you.
Hey,
I made my point.
I'm old, and I'm going to tell you. Mm-hmm. Warming up, you don't warm up, you just get less tight.
Oh, they got to stay warm because they don't go till the third quarter usually.
Dude, I really want to go see a bunch of players just start gyrating and dance. I want to see them play baseball. I don't want to see them
I think it's fun. Like, it's one of these things, they're going up, they're dancing, they'll switch sides on the plate. One guy, I did have a buddy who said it's ridiculous that they have somebody playing baseball in stilts.
Now you come on, what are we doing here?
You know what's funny, though? Like, they actually do play a baseball game,
mm-hmm.
and, like... I mean, they barely get the ball out of the outfield. I saw one on ESPN the other night, and there was like four hits, and they barely made it out of the outfield.
We'll take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines coming up next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Morgan Abscher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.